Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences.
Hello. You are listening to a dude talk here with cocooning from the microphone. All right. I'm about to tell you about the hell on earth that is my life. So brace yourself. I'm handicapped. Always have been. The thing is, in a way, you know, you want to do everything you can to make sure nothing's called attention to. You know what I'm talking about. You want to blend in. When you have Tourette's, you know, of all the possible pleasant ways to Tourette's, you want to curse. That's the most sociable, isn't it? All the kids are cussing. You fit right in, so maybe it's not as noticeable. But when there are adults around, you're still cussing. The cussing won't stop. Okay, brace yourself for this. True story. I'm not making it up. I will swear on a stack of whatever religious books, whatever tombs, whatever deity you believe in, my grandmother once washed my mouth out with soap. She's a product of a different generation. This is just a stupid idea. Now, I want to know whoever was the person that came up with this one. Put soap in a kid's mouth. No, this is such unpleasant. It's stupid. The words are impolite. They're not physically dirty. You might as well basically try to ward off evil spirits by waving a magic stick in the air. No, these are the kind of people who basically believe that no one will break in their house if they make a mean face, you know? No, this is the dumbest idea possible. Look, sometimes you have to be handicapped to just, even in the head, just even the most able-bodied people who are born natural, whatever, come up with the worst and stupidest of ideas possible. It's not insanity, it's stupidity. And when I was a kid, I knew something wasn't right. There were certain parts of the mind that seemed to work at a crazy, way above average whatever, but there were others that they just went nuts, you know? Certain things that I just seemed to have the weirdest interest in. I don't know, something about it that made me feel good. They gave me some kind of solace. I clung to those things. I collected them. Why am I interested in something so ridiculous? Something an adult might be interested in, even not to its extent. Why am I obsessed with this stuff? It was weird, but you know what it was? You know what it is? It's autism. I clung to a lot of stuff that I don't think I'm ever really going to use. And there's certain stuff that it does serve a purpose, but I cling into it a lot more than I should. Weird. You do things compulsively. You do things obsessively. You're a little too interested in just one thing. Something is just missing. Something is just not there. It affects everything. It affects the body. There really is a burden to being born defective. When the genetic material is just wrong. When nature makes a mistake. I want to say something. I inherited a lot of my problems. But one of them in general I got because the doctor did something stupid. People didn't want to believe it at first, but, you know. Sometimes I basically feel like I was born with just basically too many burdens. You know, this is a fact. This is a scientific fact. You have a burden, something. We all need to have some disadvantage, some albatross to carry. When it feels like you're carrying too many anchors, and the ship is just sinking deeper and deeper and deeper. It's like people should try to tell you, if someone's drowning, you should try to save them. But if they try to pull you under, cast them adrift. I heard a fitness buff saying, you should basically, honestly, try to help somebody, the worst of people, try to get into shape. But if they start to mess with your workout, they're starting to ruin it and they're doing damage, you should stop trying to help them. This is the mentality towards life.
And what's really messed up is when we're kids, we don't have to be horrible to each other, but we are anyway. I guess it's life training. Adults are at least horrible because they're supposed to be, because they need to be. I obsess too much. I take insults to heart. I'm allergic to insults. I collect them and take inventory from, are they true? Whatever. Maybe I'm just so, I'm allergic to insults. Deathly allergic. I obsess. And I try to be in my own something. I decided to find a new plan for the future. You know, here's the thing. I'm not in a wheelchair. I have the exact opposite problem. My legs keep moving compulsively. I got too much energy in me. So, see, here's the thing. I was going to basically make a point to jog and jog, you know, a lot of fitness. This stuff helps. First thing in the morning. I live in an area where we have an avid thing about jogging. We're ambient about it. See, a lot of professional joggers, you know, I'm talking about, there's joggers all around. It's like this whole area was kind of made for that. But ever since the outbreak, it's weird seeing everybody wearing a mask. And it seems like every single day they need it more and more. No, see, it's not merely that how do I put this? It's not just that there's an outbreak. The corona is old news. Around a year ago or so, there was a fire and there was a lot of smoke in the air. And people needed masks to walk around. Now there have been multiple forest fires and the smoke is clearing all around. And it seems like all of California looks like Krypton. The sun is red. It's downbeat, whatever. And it's about to explode. We have a born, blessed child. What planet will we send him to? Personally. Listening to me, you might not guess that I'm handicapped, that I'm disabled. Something's with this guy, but he's not handicapped. I am. And not in that all-purpose sense, there's something wrong with everybody. I've got too many problems. Every day with my Tourette's, I try to hold it in. Here's the thing. I'm not the only person I've ever met to have this condition. I once met another woman who had basically the same problem. Actually, hers was worse. She had my condition, but she was worse. Here's the thing. I found out why she wouldn't take medication. She had my condition. I could see that her face basically had a few extra crow's feet, laugh lines, jowls, wrinkles. Her face looked really, really weathered. She looked older. That was because maybe it didn't look like she was wearing any makeup. But the truth, she would not take any medication for her condition. I'm on a whole bunch of pills. I couldn't even tell you what they are because, I don't really remember personally at the moment how many, but I'll tell you one thing. It's a little obscene. I'm a little nervous. People can overdose from this stuff too, you know. Even stuff a doctor gives. It happened to Sage Stallone. It happened to Heath Ledger. It happened to Michael Jackson. It's a sad state of affairs. Point I'm making, this is a big point here, is that this stuff is deadly. But not taking the pills can be even worse. And you know what? They do affect your liver, your kidneys, and your stomach. It's very sad when you basically need... I wanted to be one of those people who basically didn't need them, didn't get through the day without, but I saw what happened when they're not there. See, it got to the point where basically I take so many pills for my condition, I'm afraid to go see my shrink. I'm afraid to go see the doctor because every time I do, he says, let's up your dosage a little bit. I always get a bonus for every pill he pushes. More, just like the pharmacy industry themselves. It's really dangerous. They're all trying to get us doped up the bills because they're charging us. We're getting addicted. They're turning us all into drug addicts the legal way. It is a terrifying state of affairs. Do you realize at my age I still can't drive a car? Oh, I have. I've actually been driving. I personally learned how. I did it once or twice. It was kind of fun. But it was a practice thing. My ex was just showing me the ropes so we can be... I have no driver's license. I mean, they have kids do this from about the time, even basically before they're old enough, and they're old enough to legally vote, smoke, or be considered adults. I still don't take on a license. I didn't want the responsibility. Why would I want that? That's just one more burden. You know, I wish I could trust myself. I wish I wasn't so messed up. Somehow, what is, you know? You're listening to the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves with Dude Talk. It's 10:13 right now. Are you listening? To people out there themselves who are handicapped, who are disabled, disadvantaged, who truly are, don't give up. Make life a little bit harder for the able-bodied people. Make sure that they really feel the need to help us. Well, how do I put this? We still have that, have those little government benefits, so to speak. It's a real thing. Very real. What to do? I don't know. Deal with the greenhouse effect, with this coronavirus thing coming in, which feels like the next coming of the Black Plague. With the homeless epidemic, with all this smoke, this overblown thing, which is blanketing all of California and the Bay Area, forest fires. I mean, we're smoking the bear when you need them. I know that basically when a forest gets too big, I mean, some sections have to come down, but isn't there a forest shortage? Isn't there? Hasn't there been for quite some time? Damnation. It's 15 minutes after the hour here. All disabled people, I encourage every single one of you to find a way to unite and work together as a team, to be collaborative, to be... what's the word I'm looking for here? To unionize. Maybe the way America needs to unionize the socialists. Maybe the problem is the U.S. isn't the United States aren't as united as they should be. It's true. It can all work if we all get together. We got to stop being so divided. The United States is divided. We're basically breaking up like a rock band. Like a rock band on our second album. Seems like basically we've been through so much already. Went the Great Depression, which is happening again. And we went through one epidemic in America after another. Now, surely it seems like, can we get through this? Problem was always I moved too much. Never could hold still. I can't stop moving. I'm a mover. And Tourette and autism kept me from accomplishing.
once in a while I had a sinister plan or two to basically try to go someplace else, but I keep asking, I'm so handicapped. The U.S. has to put up with me because I'm a citizen. But can I really go someplace else where basically I'm going to have seniority, tenure, something? I mean, is any other planet, a country going to take me? Canada seems like a more cheerful, underpopulated version of America. And you heard wonderful things about France. I mean, think about it. You don't see any French people over here. Things are so great in France. The Americans are trying to get over there. Another thing you don't really hear, basically, about people trying to marry to get citizenship in America anymore. Haven't you noticed? I find myself just well, wishing I could do more, let's just say. Every day I plan and plot. You know, I've been interested in the weirdest stuff, the most twisted, subversive stuff. My parents never liked that about me. They always wanted me to basically find something a little bit more palatable, a little bit more feel good. I didn't like things that were too corny. But my father said, you don't want to embrace anything that's too dark. Sometimes you're going to get too comfortable in it and then never get out of it. Think maybe it might be like that. You know what? The old guy was right. He was as right as the rain, the sun, the air we breathe. That's me tonight. I look at basically creating dark art as kind of an exorcism. But watching it is the exact opposite. It's like inviting all the demons to come into you. Weird things have been happening to me. Started finding white hairs. I started realizing, oh dear God, I'm actually that age. I was young yesterday and now I'm becoming an old man. I tell myself maybe there's some kind of light at the end of the tunnel. But I don't know. Try to hold back the things that the disadvantages that just makes them worse. It always has. Kids attack each other just for fun. I always try to go off someplace where I could just stop. The head damage. Holding in the Tourette's, you know what? It even makes the IBS side that I have worse. Am I telling you this? Maybe just this. I'm broken in a lot of ways. And I wonder if there's hope. I'm a very weird thing. Too defective. I find myself wondering what I'm going to do. Am I going to personally just go up and down, up and down, up and down? Place where I'm at home. I want to be at home. I should be. I don't know. Too much hyperactivity, too much OCD, too much ADHD, too much autism. Everyone says you can just work a little bit harder. All right. I get that. What advice can I give to other people in the same condition? Just this, find others like you and don't give up on them. Unionize. Work together. We've got to stop cutting each other dead. And the disabled need to actually
have more opportunities to do so. I wish I had known at a younger age how much gum would have helped. The thing is, chewing gum, ADHD and Tourette's, it does help. Helps quite a bit. Problem is, you got to keep chewing a lot of gum to help out with this thing. Absence from sugar and caffeine help. And the dreaded high fructose corn syrup. Now, come on, parents, good people. High fructose corn syrup. You've been hearing this almost ever since the invention, how it's in everything, and it's one of the most toxic things known to humanity. And they're giving it to kids. High fructose corn syrup. It's the enemy, isn't it? Yet for some reason, it's still in everything. Especially in America. How messed up is that? Once again, what to do, 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 what to do. Forgive me for these pauses, but I'm embarrassed to admit that I'm kind of at a loss for words. All right. Here it is. Get together and do something a little bit. Don't those able-bodied, you know what? Don't let them basically get all the breaks just because it seems like they're more abled. In a way, sometimes you basically feel like because you're handicapped, sometimes you have to take what you can get. You don't want to be pitied, but sometimes you need special treatment. That's the worst, when you need special treatment. I basically was seeing somebody romantically who... Oh, God, how do I tell you this one? Okay, brace yourself. I got into a fight... I was saying for someone else who was handicapped. The significant other, there's somebody I was seeing. She was trying to get me to obey her completely. Some of you guys out there might be thinking, dude, what's so radical about that? That's a relationship. Because that's a thing. Hey, you know when you're basically, a man is involved with a woman. You know when that happens. It kind of turns into... you work for her, okay? Let's be honest. You make compromises in the relationship. She is your boss. You're her steady. You compromise. Her compromise is that she's with you. That's the thing. Jumping through all the hoops. Thing, dude, I mean, even then, you know, it's like anything else. She doesn't like hearing no. And you feel like you got to be grateful, okay? You know why? See, when you're handicapped, you're thinking it's not like, you know, we're two people. We're both handicapped. You're thinking, no, you're the one who's handicapped. And you're fortunate to have somebody. It really is about her getting her way on. True that. I don't know. One thing, I always thought that basically, really, two people who are messed up, they should get together, build a relationship, and they could always be dependent on each other. That's how friendships work. And even then, it can be really... So, you know, you got to be independent before you can be dependent. All you handicapped people out there, you got to make yourself and everybody else forget that you're handicapped. Make them forget. And you do this by overcompensating, okay? Like a guy with a small you-know-what, you got to really overcompensate in every possible way. Because that Freudian thing might be, well, you know. But the truth is, you really are overcompensating for the fact that you're just broken. Something on you doesn't work at all. And every single day, you got to push. That's what I've been doing. Evolution. I heard miracle stories about people who had their legs broken. They were in wheelchairs. People weren't sure they were going to walk again. And then they did. You know what they did? They didn't say die. They didn't say, I have someplace to sit for the rest of my life. They didn't say, I'll never have to buy new shoes. They said, I got places to be. I don't have time to let this whole thing slow me down. You got to take a risk. You know, in a way, I feel like I should take more risks. I'm the kind of guy who should take risks. I'm like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon. Well, not really in real life, but really, I got nothing to lose at this point. What else can they take from me? What else can they do to me? Keep dreaming about basically being better. I always feel like my parents tell me not to dream too big, not just because they're afraid that I'll fail, but because they're always afraid that if I kept climbing and climbing, I'd leave everybody behind. What would they do? That's why it helps to make sure there's nobody waiting for you when you get home. Your time is your own. All you got is yourself out there. It really is a war zone. But I wasn't more aggressive in real life. I regret the fact that I didn't push myself harder. I wish I was more every day I wish I wasn't handicapped. I know some of us basically see more than most basically able-bodied people see in a lifetime. Not unlike the way Odin had to give up his eye and force the rest of his senses to pick up. But that halfway through it, he was probably thinking, I wish I just kept the eye. Sometimes you just don't want to feel too much. /10:32 here on the program, I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves, with Dude Talk. There was a lot of time I spent my life waiting and waiting and waiting for it. I wish I hadn't pigeonholed myself. I wish I just kept pushing myself every single day. More and more. I wish I grabbed more with both hands. I feel like I undermined it. I regret. No, you're old before you know it. Make sure that basically a lot of handicapped people, by the time you've basically gotten to be a certain age, you're taking a big look. You climb the top of the mountain. Make sure that you've come a long way. It's important. What have you done today? What have you done with your life? What do you think about doing with your life? People have actually told me on several occasions, what do you got to worry about? You stay with your parents. Your mother's handicapped too. You're taking care of her. You got nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. You don't have a job. You can't hold one down. Your horrible condition kept you from finishing college. You're not in college. You have to work. But a degree, things are better. Relax, enjoy it, ride the wave. You don't have a problem. You know, I want to believe that. But I know better.
Oh, what can I say? I wanted more. I know, who doesn't?
But that's just it.
I want better. I don't know what to believe in. I'm sorry, I'm being too cynical. You know, after getting this show, you hear enough of this stuff, you want to go out there. That's why I want you to listen to a motivational speech every single day. Don't just be a slave in the system. Ask yourself, what are you doing to justify your reason on this existence? There's over a billion people basically on this planet sucking up oxygen. Have you justified your reason for existence? Give yourself something to live for, to die for, to kill for. Haven't found anything willing to live for, die for, or kill for, you don't have anything, period. It's an empty life. Someone's got to take a shot in immortality in one way or the other. Something. Think big. Once in a while, think big. Do I want more? I don't know what else to say.
Tell me a little bit more motivated. I don't want to go do something.
Question is what? What do I want to do? I want to basically not have to talk out loud wherever I go. I want to not have this stupid condition that makes me physically ill and is embarrassing. I want to not have to walk and talk around. I want to be able to tire out all that energy. I want to not be like this. But even I know if ifs and buts were candy and nuts. But they're not, are they? No, that's life. Let me say this much. I was a big fan of all those handicapped people who turned it all around, who didn't just say die. It gave me hope, too. I wanted to basically have this genre in radio entertainment so I could basically have my own, so I could basically be paid to be me. There were times when I wore a mask, and there were times when I had to be myself. Wish I didn't have to be myself, but I guess in a way I do. We all need to be ourselves, but like a better version. Be a better version, the right version of who you are. Every single day. I'm not a good enough version. I'm the Betamax. The Atari. The Nintendo back, the original, like, not even like the NES that everybody had in the 80s and 90s. I'm talking about the one which basically played Mario Brothers instead of Super Mario Brothers. You know. The one that was so lame, was around when video games first came out, and it didn't catch on. And, you know, and if it hadn't now, video games never would have caught on either. You know the one I mean. It's a real thing. Question is, I want to take a shot at greatness, but how do I do that? I just want to live infinitesimally. But what to do? I try to live infinitesimally. It's like I'm not in school anymore, so I feel like now if I went back, I'd know. Now I know what not to do, but now it's too late. I don't know. Wistful, you know? Nostalgia. Best version of myself I can be. How do you do that? I mean, what we all supposed to have role models to some extent, but you got to take the training wheels off at some point. You know what I mean? I think about a lot of people I used to know.
friends I used to have, good mentors. I also think about the times when I really did make a friend. Sometimes I did the wrong one, they turned on me. Or even if they weren't the right, like, I'd do something to Reddy and they'd hate it, and they just want me gone. Not that I have so much good advice, I can't seem to take it. We're all our worst enemies, aren't we? Every single one of us. Unless we're our own best friends, but few people have that luxury. I don't know what. I mean, I do, but I want to be way more of a success. In a way, I've made a legacy, but not enough of one. But how? How will I? I don't know. I'm wondering. What else do let's see, what else do disabled people need? I think every single disabled person. I want to be one of those handicapped people who basically, I should have like a tattoo of that wheelchair symbol on my arm. The more handicapped than they are, all they got is a problem with their damn legs. Me, everything's broken. It's a thing. I can be better than this. I can be better than this. I tell myself every single day. I really could. If I just push myself harder, I can do that. Thank you for listening to the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves here on Blog Talk Radio. Please get involved with us. Tune in next week. You know what? I'm going to basically talk to you about some handicapped people that mattered to me, who basically made enough of a legacy, mark on the world. Thank you all. Get involved with the cause, will you? I mean, for real, in a big way. Thank you. Good people, and good night. You've been listening to Dude Talk. This program is brought to you by Organic OK. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening to my show. Good night.